Responders to the Lone Star incident conducted another overflight Saturday morning, and once again a fuel sheen was spotted. Tim Sands is the ADFNG area management biologist for the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. He says on the first pass, they didn't see anything, but a closer look showed a light fuel sheen.
Coming back, you know, depending on the way the light plays on it, you can see or not see. And we saw a little bit of little streaks, you know, bands, I guess, of really light silver sheen. And we did a couple other circles, and we even followed it further down, and we saw several bands of light silver sheen and then several patches of rainbow sheen spread out kind of downstream as the tide was ebbing from the site. And after seeing that, we just made the decision that we can't justify opening the fishery again there until that vessel's removed.
That means the current set net closure for the entire Agushik section of the Nooshigak District stays in place, as does the 6-mile closure around the mouth of the Agushik River for the drift net fleet. A large response effort is set to get started to remove the fuel from the sunken tender. The responders will also try to recover the vessel from its current location. As part of the response effort, the Coast Guard's Pacific Strike Team has been deployed to assist Magone Marine Services and the other entities working on the lightering and recovery effort. The fuel vents on the Lone Star were plugged by divers on Tuesday, and the lightering effort will get started as soon as all of the necessary assets are in place. That could be in the next few days. The owner of the vessel has hired the Alaska Chideau Corporation to mitigate pollution from the vessel, and Magone Marine Services was hired to lighter the fuel from the Lone Star and to remove the vessel from the Agushik River. The vessel is sitting in about 18 feet of water after sinking on June 30th. It's got about 14,000 gallons of diesel fuel on board, along with 150 gallons of lube oil, 150 gallons of hydraulic fluid, and 250 gallons of gasoline. The vessel was also carrying about 35,000 pounds of sockeye when it sank. The sinking of the Lone Star has had a dramatic impact on the set net and drift fisheries in the area. The closure basically shut down the fishing effort on the sockeye resource to the Agushik River. Another 14.7 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement Friday, pushing the season total to nearly 357,000 fish. That's well above the escapement goal of 150 to 300,000. Fish and Game's Tim Sand says the current level of escapement shouldn't have a negative biological impact.
Well, there's no bad aspect, I think. You know, we've certainly had more fish go up the Agushik River than what's going up there this year, so we're not concerned about some kind of density-dependent mortality in the system because of too much escapement. Hopefully, it just means it'll be a more productive run in 5 years, but we would have liked to provide opportunity to harvest fish surplus to escapement needs, and it just didn't work out that we could do that. So
once again, fuel is apparently still leaking from the sunken tender Lone Star, and the current commercial fishing closures in the area around the vessel will stay in place until the fuel is lightered off the vessel and the vessel is removed from the mouth of the Agushik River. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.